The other day on New Year's, after the 9 a.m. Mass, all of a sudden an entourage of the Missionaries of Charity came in into the vestibule. And I said, "Sisters, what are you doing here?" "Oh, we came for Mass." And I said, "Sisters, we just finished Mass." They presumed that it was the regular Sunday schedule for the Holy Day. And thankfully, I was celebrating another Mass that day, a little funeral Mass for a family who had miscarried a child. And so they stayed and prayed for that family, with that family. And afterwards, I was talking to the sisters, and I was surprised to discover that there were 7 of them right now in Sacramento. Typically, a house of the Missionaries of Charity will have 4 sisters. And so I said, "Gosh, why are there 7 of you right now?" And they explained that one is a contemplative missionary of charity. They have active houses, their primary apostolates, but also contemplative homes. And that sister is receiving some medical attention right now, so she's living with these sisters. And then there were 2 novices. And so these 2 young sisters. And I looked at one of the young sisters and I said, oh my goodness, you're a novice, where are you from? And she said, no, Father, I'm not a novice anymore. I've just made my first profession. And I was surprised because typically, the day that a sister makes her first profession in the Missionaries of Charity is the day she departs for her first mission. And I said, "Sister, where is your new assignment?" And with great joy, she says, "I'm going to China." And in that moment, I looked at her eyes, at her face, to see if there was any fear or hesitancy or concern. Because when she said that, I thought, I might be looking at a future martyr of the church because of the persecutions right now in the church in China. And I saw nothing but enthusiasm. A number of years ago, a good friend of mine, a young woman, was discerning with the Missionaries of Charity. And 2 weeks before I heard this news, she told me that she believed that God was calling her there, that she would become a missionary of charity. The next thing I heard, she had distanced herself from them and she was no longer discerning that life. And I wondered why that was. And I found out she could not share the news with me personally. The next time she'd gone to a visit in San Francisco, she was asking, she said, "So if I enter your order, when I become a novice, when do I get my first assignment?" And they said, on the day of your first profession. And she said, and how will I know where that assignment will be? I'm really close to my family. I'm wondering, will I stay in the United States?" And the superior of the house said, "Well, you don't know where that might be. It could be anywhere in the world. The morning of your first profession, you wake up and when you come to breakfast, there'll be a little envelope sitting on your plate. And it might say Moscow or Zimbabwe or Milano." And that was the end of her discernment. The first line today, our Lord, when he meets Philip for the first time, he says, "Follow me." And I was praying about this and I thought, he doesn't say where. He doesn't say for how long. He doesn't say what following him might entail. And I believe intentionally so. Because he wants no restrictions placed upon what following him might mean. Because the greater freedom that we give him, the more he can accomplish in our lives. And Philip probably understood this just by our Lord's eyes. That when he said to him, "Follow me," he meant anywhere, everywhere, whatever I might ask of you. I close with this. Though this priest, the first time he met the Missionaries of Charity, he made a great mistake. He said, "Mother, is there anything I can do for you?" And she said, Oh, Father, could you drive my sisters to the airport tomorrow?" And he had the day relatively free. He said, Oh, sure, no problem. And so he goes to pick up the sisters. He doesn't know why. And there are 4 young sisters. And he said they look like teenagers. And he picks them up and he's joking around with them. He says, "Sisters, are you going on vacation?" And the Missionaries of Charity, for whatever reason, they don't get jokes very well. I think it's, they're on their mission always. And they said, Oh no, Father, we're going to the airport." And he said, "Where are you going?" And they said to him, "We're going to Argentina." And he said, for how long? A week or two? Oh, no, no, Father, for 5 years, maybe 10 years. And he said, why? Father, it's our first assignment. We are so happy to go. And he said in that moment, he looked deeply in his own heart and he thought, do I follow our Lord with that abandon? Would I go no matter where he sends me? Would I do whatever he asks of me? And I thought we could all ask ourselves the same question today. After we receive our Lord and we go back to our pews to hear him say to us anew, follow me. And can we say to our Lord without any restrictions, I will go anywhere you send me. I will do anything you ask of me. Because that's when he can accomplish the most.